In 1858, when Mary appeared to St. Bernadette in Lourdes, France, she identified herself as the Immaculate Conception. She didn't call herself Mary. She didn't call herself the Blessed Mother. She didn't even call herself the Mother of Jesus. Rather, she described who she was with a reference to this church dogma, this church teaching. I think many people would find that a little bit odd. To which St. Maximilian Kolbe would respond, "No, it's not odd at all. In fact, that's exactly what I would have expected her to do. Since that particular title describes Mary's uniqueness, and it describes her uniqueness perfectly." In one of his writings, St. Maximilian said this about the Blessed Mother's uniqueness. He said, "God is immaculate, but God is not conceived. Angels are immaculate, but there is no conception with them either. Adam and Eve were immaculate before sinning, but neither were they conceived. Jesus was immaculate and conceived, but he was not a conception, for as God he already existed before. And to him also applied the words of the name of God as revealed to Moses, 'I am, who always is, and does not begin to be.' Other people like us are conceptions, but stained. She alone is not only conceived, but also a conception and immaculate." Mary, under this title of the Immaculate Conception, was named the patroness of the United States by the bishops of our country in the mid-1800s. I would say that was a providential action, especially in light of what's going on in our present cultural and political environment. The word immaculate signifies purity. The word conception designates creatureliness. Mary is rightly called the Immaculate Conception because she was sinless, number one, that is to say, totally pure, and also because she was perfectly humble. That is to say, she knew she was a creature. She knew she wasn't God. The Annunciation, as we heard a few moments ago, she said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." In her Magnificat, she said, "I am God's lowly servant." Now, why is this so relevant for us in the United States in the year 2021? Very simply, my brothers and sisters, it's because two of our biggest cultural problems right now are impurity and playing God. The impurity should be obvious to anybody who turns on a TV set or a radio for even a couple of minutes. As for playing God, the current attempt by many at surgically changing boys into girls and girls into boys certainly falls into this category, a category which also includes such technological niceties as in vitro fertilization and embryonic stem cell research. Remember, technology plus morality equals blessings for the human race, whereas technology plus immorality equals playing God, and ultimately it leads to chaos. Unfortunately, at the present time, the second is far more prevalent in our country and in our world, which is why we desperately need the prayers of the Blessed Mother under this title of the Immaculate Conception. Prayers that we will convert our hearts and follow her example of purity and total submission to the Lord. O Immaculate Conception, conceived without original sin, pure of heart, and always obedient to God's word, please pray for us. And please, please pray for our nation. Amen.